spearheaders of homo rights.
What do they call it? What?
Sup, douches?
Hey.
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 Oh, man.
Yeah, who's a douche now, fucking bitch?
I have this new thing where it's not really new, but this microphone arm is so old, it's just falling apart. This part right here,
yeah, the bolt.
It's not really
the nut.
Like, there's lots of places that you could tighten to make it all firmed up. This is not one of them. It's just like a fucking. I could get a tool probably to tighten this piece. But anyways, the mic tips over, and now it's kind of a. Not a term of endearment, but it's an endearing. It's a comforting. It's like, oh,
you
my
like
microphone. I don't like when this piece falls off. The vice clamp that will fall off too. I don't like that.
It's a creature comfort.
But it's almost like, you know, and on the Joe Rogan Experience, how he's always like pushing the mic away, then pulling.
Yeah, yours
pulling
fucking falls away from you completely.
Mine is that laterally falls.
Yeah.
Betwixt my, it doesn't fall away from my mouth. It falls. A sconce.
It falls a sconce.
It falls to the left.
Can you picture a sconce, ladies and gentlemen?
It says, I'm going to my left. I'm going to my right.
It jumps to its left.
Yeah. So anyways, that's just what's happening with me. Because you guys just, it happens, it constantly happens. You guys see it happen. And
we never address it. Because we're professional.
But it's getting worse is why I'm bringing it up now. And I just want you guys to know that I like it.
Why don't you get...
I want you to know that I like it.
You don't want to get like a nice...
I don't want advice.
Box
is what I want. I don't want to hear your advice.
You're addressing it before we can.
Say any sort of advice. I don't want to hear no advice.
I'm certain
But you think
that.
We would have brought
That's
it
why
up
I haven't brought
now.
It up.
Broughten it.
Broughten it.
Bratwurst.
Anyways... I can't remember what fucking setting it is. I'll just do this one. It's not really a science update, but,
Okay.
I was just,
that was pretty good
Eclipse
though.
Eclipse talk?
I was going to talk about, oh no.
That's what I thought.
That would be Jamal's science update. I was going to talk about how Morgan.
It's still dark outside.
I was talking about how Morgan can't cross her eyes.
What? This is a science update.
I was crossing
and
my
half.
You know, I was like doing this thing where I was like putting my finger.
Yeah, you
real
follow,
close.
Follow my finger, and
yeah,
then
to
you,
Lucy. I was like, follow my finger, and I like go closer in between her eyes, and she wouldn't do it. You know,
yeah,
she's
yeah,
looking
yeah.
right at me as I'm doing it. But then I do it to myself, and I'm like crossing my eyes, and she's like laughing, like
yeah.
as I'm crossing my eyes.
Silly.
And then Morgan decides to participate. She's like, I don't know if I haven't crossed my eyes in
30
years.
I haven't. And so it was like
I haven't.
It was a struggle.
So you still can't do it. You weren't able to find it.
Yeah, she could do it.
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
But she was
like,
I don't know.
You were concentrating.
Like, I don't
really
know if I can.
Damn.
Yeah.
Can you do it without using your finger? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're fine.
You look up. She's like looking up and all around. Yeah. Well, I think she even
yeah,
asked
Cosby
me,
eyes.
Yeah.
Like, because I was doing it to Lucy, and then Morgan's like, can you cross your eyes? Like, she's asking me genuinely.
It feels extremely difficult, you know, like.
The difficult part is knowing how cross they are from your own vantage point.
I wish people could see Morgan's face when she tries to go. She goes, it feels extremely difficult.
Her face is. Yeah, it's like a hard,
full
orgasm.
I was saying concentration.
Cross your eyes when you cross. Drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's that. I want to talk about triple point Cheez-Its, which are now the best Cheez-It.
Yeah.
I would like to try some.
So my favorite Cheez-It now, thanks to Jamal, there's, you know, because I kind of, you get a little gist of this when you have both the just white cheddar and standard, because every once in a while there's an extra toasty one in there.
Yeah.
So you'll get a gist of it, but now they have toasty Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
And so I do a third white cheddar, a third toasty, a third standard.
Equal parts.
And it's triple point Cheez-It. It's pretty tight.
You like it?
It's pretty tight. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll fuck with it.
You don't like I got the extra crunch ones.
Those extra crunch ones suck. Because it's not about the texture.
I like them.
They make them taste like the Cheez-It Snap.
No.
They taste like Cheez-It Snaps.
No,
those are gross.
They're the equivalent of like the Flavor Blasted Goldfish. That's what they are.
Maybe, except Flavor Blasted Goldfish
like,
are good.
I'd have to do a side-by-side with the Snapped. I feel like I've only had those once. I haven't had them in 30 years.
I think they're using the same dust. They're using the same dust.
I mean, it's possible, but I like them. They remind me of a chicken and a biscuit or something.
Yeah, that's chicken and biscuit. I'm over. I like it when I was a kid.
When was the last time you had it? 30 years ago?
What is it?
I can taste it in my mouth.
Chicken and a biscuit?
Yeah.
You ever had chicken and a biscuit?
She has. Probably when you cross your eyes.
They wear their welcome quick.
What is it? Can you explain it?
It's a cracker.
It's a cracker. Oh.
It's shaped like this.
It's got, yeah, it's like a little.
It's like a stamp.
It is
picture a stamp.
It's a postage stamp.
Okay.
But it's bigger than that. It's about this big.
Yeah.
It's a rectangle.
The ridges on the sides are a little bit wider.
The curvy ridges.
Yeah, yeah. Fine.
And then it's a white cracker.
Maybe
it's a blue box,
and
it has a dust
about.
On it. It's a blue,
blue box
with
a
chicken on it.
A little chicken on it. Mm. Let's both describe it at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And
what else?
We didn't eat those, I guess.
And they are greasy.
It isn't greasy.
I don't know if they're... Yeah, maybe they do have a little hinge
a little
of grease.
Greasy, yeah.
Hinge of grease on them. Greasy hinges.
Yeah. So
I like them. They're good. I mean, I haven't had them in a while.
No, no. They're not good.
They're addictive. Morgan would fuck them up if she had them. She would love them.
They're actually, they've kind of swapped place.
Are they kind of basic?
This is going to be false.
Tasting?
Mm-hmm. No. They're flavor blast.
They're flavor blast, dude.
Oh, nice.
They're out of the box standard.
They're like a buttery, chicken,
flaky crust.
Yeah, but it's like a buttery flaky crust with
a biscuit. It's like chicken and
like if you took like a those like broth bath bomb things, broth bombs.
Ew.
Broth bath bombs.
Not for actually for a bath, but
yeah, but like the chicken stock cubes. Yeah.
It's like they. It's like
why
they
can't I think of the
it's
word?
Like,
for
it's
that?
Like they. It's called like a. It's called like a brombus or
no,
something.
No, it's a bouillon.
Bouillon brombus.
Bouillon brombus. Write it down. Title. Okay, so you grate one of those on it. You grate a bouillon.
Bouillon.
Onion. You grate some onion on there, on the buttery cracker, and you got a chicken and a biscuit.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'd fuck them up.
I think
we should.
Next time I go and I grab snacks and whatever, next time I babysit Lucy and I'm always grabbing snacks, you know?
Yeah.
I'll try to remember to grab a box.
Don't. Why not? Take that box. Throw it right in the trash can because
you're not allowed to have any. They're only for Morgan, and I'm gonna have some too. I'm gonna mix. I'm gonna do bothy with that and the extra crunch.
Yeah, you don't have to eat them.
They've swapped places. I loved chicken and biscuit when I was a kid, and I was over Cheez-Its. Like Cheez-Its, I was like, I'm done with these because you eat them all the time. Now I could fuck with Cheez-Its all day long, and I could taste chicken and biscuit in my mouth right now, and I know I'm over it. It's too much. It's like Triscuits.
It's not like Triscuit at all.
No.
You didn't let me finish. Triscuit.
No. Don't eat. I'm not going to let you finish.
It's like Triscuit, before you take a bite, you think it's going to be good, and then it lets you down.
All right. I see what you're saying.
I like it. I like a Triscuit.
Yeah, but it's so like...
It is a lot.
It is the equivalent of Arnold Palmer Spindrift is what it is, where you just feel like there should be more flavor there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're almost salty enough.
Yeah, they're not... Yeah.
That's why you got to... eat a different cracker, you know?
I do. Yeah. I eat Cheez-Its. I eat triple point Cheez-Its.
Triple point Cheez-Its are good. Which is funny because it's like
it's the house cracker.
You feel new. I brought the extra toasty into the house and you're like, what? And I was like, we've had these before.
No. I wasn't what as in like, I've never heard of these. I was what as in I couldn't remember if I'd had them. I knew they existed.
I don't know if you did.
I did because my whole
theory first of all, I know for a fact that you did, but I feel like when you brought it up, you were like, what?
No, I knew they existed. The whole, I just wasn't sure if I'd had them.
Right.
Well, I believe you that you told me I had them. I believe you. But what I'm saying is, I felt like I never got them because I was like, it's too much of a good thing. It's chicken and I don't want chicken and
right,
a biscuit.
Which is this is how I know for a fact that you have had them, is because this is exactly what you had said before. And then you were like, they're pretty good.
I know, dude.
No, you don't.
This is proving my own point.
Don't say you know. You trust me is the difference. That's the difference.
How yes. We're not even saying different shit.
We are because the difference is you don't hold the memory in your head.
No,
per what you're telling me.
This proves that I'm telling the truth, though.
How?
Because
what do you mean? Tell me,
saying something I don't remember saying, but it lines up perfectly with what I said before.
I know.
Which means I'm speaking from a heart. Okay.
Which means it proves my point.
And I've already said I believe you that I've said
it
before.
You believe me, but you're not. But you don't know.
Well,
the difference.
Yeah, because that would require giving you some credit and him being
right.
Because
you were like, I don't know.
Wrong.
At what point did I not give him credit? I gave you credit. I said I believe that I had
no,
had
no,
him.
No.
I don't remember the exact moment.
I'll tell you
this
the exact
even,
moment.
It's not possible for me to give you credit because I don't have a memory of it. I'm saying I don't remember eating them. You said you remember me eating them. I fucking believe you. Okay,
how, right?
That's
but,
the
but
whole
you
fucking
did it
story.
At first.
You suck, dude.
You did that first. I go, you've had these, and you go, I don't know if I had them. And I go, you had them. You go, I don't know if I had them.
That's not how it went down.
That's exactly this. Is you did this and everything.
No, I did a whole, I don't know if I've had it. And then you told me I did. You said you had it. And then I was like, have I? That was probably all it was. And then you said yes. And then I was like, okay, I totally believe you. Because why, I don't understand why I would fight you on that.
So. Because you don't have the memory of it. So you'd be like, bruh, I don't think I have, you know? That's normal.
No, it would be
for
normal
someone to be
if
like,
I
dude,
had
you've totally been to Disneyland. You're like, I've never been.
No, it would be,
and if you because you didn't have the memory of it until someone showed you a fucking picture or something.
No, I only here's I think where you fundamentally don't understand who I am as a being.
Actually, it's more like if I was like you've been to Disneyland, you're like I don't think I have, and you're like, and then we were going back and forth, and then you were like, I just don't think I would like it. I don't think I would want to go. I was like, that's what you said when you were there. You fucking hated it while we were the whole time we were there.
Right? No, but I'm not saying that. I felt like I never ate them before because they would ruin it like chicken and a biscuit would. I'm not saying that's the reason why I feel like I've never had them.
The mental math.
I'm saying that that's the reason why they didn't become like a staple in our house. I wasn't like, oh, I've never had them. I was just like, oh, because
they're not the house cracker.
And it makes sense. It tracks. And it tracks because
I'm a house cracker.
Because I wouldn't eat them straight up out the box. Full bowl.
It wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't. It would have to be triple pointed. Now, what I'm trying to say.
But you have, though.
I know. And obviously, after that point, I didn't continue to buy them.
Right, because obviously the OGs are better.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you didn't like them. And it's not like you were like, oh, I'm too rich for my good.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never said that. But here's what I want to say about my fundamentality, okay?
Tell me about your fundamentality.
You said it's perfectly reasonable for me to deny because I don't remember. I don't do that. I've never done that. Listen to almost 300 episodes of this podcast. I don't do that. If I remember, something specifically happening that contradicts with what you are saying, that's when I will argue the point because I remember a different thing. But if I don't have a memory, I don't fight for a memory I don't have if you say it's something that happened.
Right, but if you feel in your heart that you're like, I've never had that experience.
I don't feel that in my heart. I feel like it's very possible I probably did have that experience. I just didn't recall the time, so I didn't want to claim having Cheez-It. I didn't want to have...
Right, which is fine.
I didn't want to do like a false flag claiming. I didn't want to fucking... Right.
But you, that's... I don't know. You're always very sure of yourself. You never usually...
In your life and your story.
When I have a memory of it.
Right, but you not having a memory of it, you normally would die on that hill, I feel like.
I don't remember everything.
I know.
I don't have a photographic memory.
Mm-hmm.
I work hard to remember things, okay?
I know, but what I'm saying is based on our interaction.
There are movies I don't remember.
For sure. But
that's
when I brought those cheeses into the house, you said, for a fact, I've never ever even touched those before.
Yeah, because it's not in my memory.
No, I'm just kidding. You didn't say that. But
I also would say the same thing about a movie that I had seen that I didn't remember seeing. I would say, oh, I've never seen this. And then I would start to watch it and I'd be like,
but then if I were
but
like.
But when you ate them, did you go, oh, I've had these before?
No, because I don't have as strong a taste as I have a movie memory.
Yeah, but if we were
song memory, I have a very good song memory.
Yeah.
Not that I would like, oh, I fucking have heard this song before. But like if a song starts playing and I've heard it at any point in my past, I feel like there's my mind will be like, you recognize it.
It'll light up a little bit.
It won't be like, oh, I've never heard that. Like if someone played a song for Morgan.
Uh-huh.
And then years later, we play the song again. I feel like there's high likelihood that she's like, I've never heard this song before.
Right.
That's very low likelihood for me. Okay? Very low likelihood.
What are you going to say?
I will have a wisp of a memory of it.
If we put on a movie, I would almost bet my fucking life on this. If we put on a movie and you said, oh, I've never seen this, and I go, yeah, you have, you would say, no, I haven't. And you would plant your feet firmly in the ground.
You wouldn't go, oh, maybe I have.
Yeah.
That would not be your response.
If we watched the movie, I would plant my feet. If it was before the movie started and you were adamant that I've seen it, and I said I haven't seen it.
This is what she's saying.
But yeah, I'm saying pre-movie starting.
That's what she's saying.
I would not plant my feet. If we went through
I just disagree.
If we went through and watched the whole movie and I still had not remembered a frame of it in my head,
yeah.
Then I would definitely plant my feet. I'd be like, there's no way I just watched the whole thing again.
Without being like,
oh, without being like, oh yeah, you're right. I now I remember. There's no way. Which this scenario has never happened in our lives.
I know.
So you can't prove me wrong on it.
Well, I just
you ain't got nothing on me.
I just know in my heart of hearts how it would go down if that were to happen.
Yeah, but you can see it from my side how that's never happened. So, so therefore, me right now, I'm saying like, yeah, that wouldn't happen until I get dementia. So,
yeah, you worried about getting dementia? That's a fear of yours.
Do you ever, worry about that?
Do I worry about it?
Sounds not like active. You do.
It's not a worry. It is a thought that, oh, this is probably something that will happen.
Why is that probably?
Well, our grandfather had Alzheimer's.
I know.
And I mean, I don't know. There's just
everyone does get it. I mean, like a case of.
I also, because of the lifestyle I live, which is like very, I like my alone time and I work from home. There's something about that. I'm like, my memory is probably not going to last. Like, as far as.
I don't know, but I feel like you also do a lot of things that engage your mind.
I agree.
I feel like you do a lot of things that, you know, you read a lot. You have a puzzle mind.
Yeah.
You code. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
people do a lot of things. People do crosswords and shit to keep the dementia at bay.
Yeah, maybe.
It probably wouldn't be a bad idea for you to, like,
if video games are good at memory,
go for a walk.
Well, yes, I was going to say, like,
I go for walks.
I'm just kidding.
Even if you had just like one thing a week, you know, that involved like getting out of the house and mingling. You
come over my house
with other people.
Come over my house and play Smash Brothers.
It is something
Smash
that
Brothers.
I think about, and I know it's hard for me to recommend because if you said that to me, I'd be like, you can go fuck yourself. Like, I'm not doing that. But
no, I'd love to do. Please tell me what I should do.
You can come to AA with me.
But here's the thing. There's not anything. I do still leave the house. It's not like I never leave the house.
Yeah, I know.
There's just not something like I go to regularly.
But you don't have like a social engagement, you know, a regular.
Yeah.
Well,
all I have is AA, but like that has really grown into kind of a full.
I go grab a beer with the bud sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, we do that.
I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, I don't want to get back to jujitsu just because I'm too old.
You're dead.
I'm just
You're
too
dead
old.
Now.
I do actually. When Lucy gets old enough, I might go back. I'll take her and we can do it together.
That's really smart.
But yeah, I'm just waiting. Maybe I'm just
isn't
waiting for Lucy
isn't
to
the
get older.
Sweetest thing you ever heard,
dude. I know it makes me die inside with love.
What?
When you say stuff like that.
What, take Lucy to do shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited to do
it. But the idea of you guys doing father-daughter fucking jujitsu training is like probably the most adorable thing I've ever fucking heard in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's so much built into that. First of all, it's something you love, and it's be an incredibly good skill for her to have.
Such a protective thing. And it's like this closeness,
right?
The
bond that you guys get to have together. It's just very sweet.
A very physical closeness that I feel like is very rare.
Yeah, a lot of positives. There's a lot of positives.
There are a lot of positives. It's just, but I'm saying that's why I say it's the most adorable thing I've ever heard in my entire fucking life.
Life, dude.
It's jam-packed with cuteness.
Word up.
We're going to San Diego.
Yeah, we're going to San Diego in a couple days.
What were you going to say?
I was going to ask you to bring up the email. We have an email.
We do have an email.
What you doing tonight? You guys are going to San Diego.
Yeah, next week you guys will hear all about our trip.
Yeah. When do you guys go?
Saturday.
Okay. And you come back when?
The following Saturday. Did you give him our key?
No, give me a key.
Oh, yeah. We got to give you a key to the house.
I thought you would do it
when he rang the doorbell.
No, you know what he did instead? I was standing out there for a while. He texted me. He's like, hey, 1 minute, bro. And you're working or something?
Yeah. And Morgan's in the shower.
Yeah. So I'm just waiting out there for a while. Just thinking about stuff. And then I'm like not facing the door at first. And I hear the door open. I turn around and Jordan has his phone out. And he's just like this. He's taking a video or a photo of me or something.
I do a goof every time.
Every time he opens the door, he's always got something new. He's doing. You're goofing.
I was TMZ and Jewel.
He had it in my face like he was the fucking paparazzi. It was pretty fucking funny. And honestly, it made me uncomfortable for like a split second. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
It's the most uncomfortable. That's why it's funny.
Yeah.
Because like if someone's like pointing their phone, even if like someone's just looking at their phone, but the camera's aiming at
up,
you,
I go, hey.
I'm like, hey, man. Like,
hey, come on.
Is there point something on my down. Face? You can just let me know instead of posting it on like Twitter, like, look at this faggot that I saw on the airport. Like, just let me know.
Right, right.
Okay. Hey, Reed fellas.
Hey.
Why do you think the pillars of castles were always rounded and not squared? What's the difference of rounded, squared, and what pros, cons would be? I mean, I know.
Is that how the email is written?
Yes.
Can you read that sentence again? Is that how pros, cons would be?
Pros/cons.
Is that how pros, cons would be?
And what pros, cons would be? Yes. That's what it says.
I'm just checking. I'm just shitting on the whoever wrote.
Wait.
It's got this. The answer has.
You mean the big
got
part?
To
you mean
be,
the big chunk? The big cylindrical chunkies
is because the
for castles.
Castles are used for defense, right? There are multiple.
She talking about rooks.
But I feel like or some he, are. I, don't know who wrote the I feel like there are castles that
I'm
are
sure
square.
There are.
I feel like both.
But they're talking about. They're talking about like the rooks.
Is that
what they're talking about?
But yeah.
Also
so
the spiral staircase.
Spiral staircase. Yeah, you can have a spiral staircase in a square.
But you can't defend as well because now you have corners and shit. Like, you stand on top of those and yeah, now you have a 360 fucking cannon view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel you could still have that if it was square.
Not as, it's just not as...
Yeah, but I feel like you never see... I feel like they don't plan for defending the castle back towards the castle. Like, you don't need 360. You only need
you need a crescent moon.
But maybe like that 180 is it like you want that curve 180, you know?
Yeah, and that, it just makes that sense. That unobstructed to make... fucking.
Yeah, but I'm saying like you don't want to point the guns backwards. You're not going to point it at your own land, you know?
Okay, they could be semi-circles, but I think it's easier, frankly, to build.
Easier to build a whole circle and not a half.
You know,
one.
It makes sense for like when it's a tower that goes up. Mm-hmm. That you just because then they have the spiral staircase.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yeah.
But let's think about what are the pros of a square one, if there are any. I'm just you know,
I feel like it would be
devil's advocate.
Easier to build.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But that's how you get your shit fucked. You're taking the easy way out.
Right.
What do you mean? This house is square.
Yeah, but you're not expecting cannon fodder.
But not all castles are built for war and battles.
Well, you're thinking of palaces now.
No.
Castles are built for war. Palaces are built for fucking.
I don't know. There are castles that are not built for war. Because you don't want to put your king. King will live in a castle, but the king's not going to live in where the fucking war is. It just happens
unless
to be,
you're
a
fucking
but you
Napoleon.
Want to be able to plan for if there is a fucking invasion and they want to kill
right,
this.
They're
going to
go. They're going to go after the king.
Yeah,
right. You want defense,
but then just put the king in an apartment. Then, right. Then they're not going to know.
Right.
Yeah. Then have a decoy live in the castle.
Yeah.
That's why they have all those underground holding spaces in the castles. It's like everyone goes below deck.
Yeah.
Go. Everyone goes below dick. That's silly.
Hey, Joe, I had a question for you.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
I know that. So you're a singer.
Yeah, of sorts.
And I know that you can sing. You can like, oh, you got really like.
I got like a falsetto going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes.
Can you sing low? Are you capable of going?
I can low? Go. I can go kind of low. I mean, I'm sick. We're all sort of sick now.
This is the proving grounds right now.
How is this proving grounds?
Maybe we should mention we're all sick.
Yeah, I just said that.
We're all getting over sicknesses.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you just said. I'm just saying like.
You're confirming.
Let's put it into the record.
Paul's not just saying that because you're putting me on the spot.
Well, you said I'm sick. I'm saying we
all. I said
all,
we all are sick.
We all are sick. That's why Jamal thinks just because I'm sick that he can't sing low.
Yeah.
Well, if you're sick.
I don't make you feel bad.
See, being sick is a boost to singing
that's,
low.
That's not entirely false.
A bon air.
What do you want me to sing?
Bon air. Lucy had fucking night. Now she has to ask for seven different things. Before
Wallet, keys, phone. It's the whole rundown.
Yeah. So she goes like, now, because she's been sick,
woof, now ball. It's,
she goes, woof. She has a stuffed animal dog. Can't get it. Ball. You have to get her the ball.
Yeah.
Which randomly she started wanting the ball in her bed, which is just this big green fucking tennis ball frog thing.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, to the cover. To the blanket. Yep. She cover up for the blanket. Now she goes, and then she points at her nose. She wants to.
Everything's very urgent.
She wants to touch her. She wants to hold onto a tissue so she can wipe her own nose. In the middle of the night. And then she goes,
which is bonus.
Which is bonus. Meaning, I want extra pacifier.
The whole every night. The full rundown.
And now it's funny because she's going to get better. She's not going to be sick anymore. And she's still going to ask for the fucking...
Oh, for
sure.
She's
at her nose.
For sure. I mean, there will come a point where we're going to have to nix the amount of things, I feel like.
She keeps adding to it.
Yeah.
Bon.
Anyways, sing low, please.
What would you like me to sing?
Swing low.
That's pretty good. Swing low. I don't know. What's a low song?
I don't know.
Come on, you guys, you fucks. But
you
no
think of
way.
One. You think of one.
No,
it's hard.
Well, I know, but you guys are the guys.
So
you can think of a song. Jordan can think of a song.
Okay, come on. You can't give us shit. Dude, it's not that hard. You do it. No, I can't.
Just can't give me it. Like a ba-da-ba-da-boom in a really low.
I don't know if I could do it and smile at the same time. That's crazy.
Ba-da-ba-da-boom.
Ba-da-ba-da-boom. How about I'm dreaming?
That's more scatty.
I can do that.
You got to sing. Yeah, yeah. I'm
Christmas.
Dreaming.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know. How's that? Is that not bad?
That's pretty. That's not good.
But is that what you were looking for?
I'm.
Yeah, you got it.
Dreaming.
This is exactly the same.
Why?
100%.
It's 100% the same.
Yours better though.
Thank you.
Totally.
Thank
honest.
You very much.
Yeah. Jamal's.
Yeah.
Suck my cock, dude.
Dude, run the tape back. Any one of those podcasts, email us. Who does? And I wasn't even trying.
Fuck you, dude. you're such a faggot.
And I'm more sick than you.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're feeling better today than I am.
No.
So how does that math work out, you fuck?
Jordan's been sick for fucking 20 days, and he insisted on keeping Lucy home for like
sorry for
days.
Being a responsible parent.
Well, it's like at a certain point.
Lucy's sick.
She's not. Her temperament was... perfectly fine.
Yeah, but her there's not running down her face.
A river runs through it.
Yeah. I really hate the feeling I get of like not being able to give her my attention. And so it just bums me out.
I told you, I called in sick. I stayed home with her. I wasn't like, oh, we're keeping her home and you're watching her. I didn't do that.
I know. You're right.
I was like, I'm calling in sick too. I feel like shit.
Did you bring that up because you wanted to sing low?
No.
You wanted to have a little sing off with me?
We can do that. No, I'm just kidding.
We can make that happen.
No, I brought it up because I know, because I was just thinking about how you sing high a lot. Or
I
like,
do?
Not high, but like higher.
And I just, you mean like in my normal register? Or you mean like when I'm doing my Cindy Lou Who?
You're doing Cindy. I feel like you'll do a Cindy Lou Who.
Uh-huh.
But you don't as often will do like a Barry
Manilow. Right. I don't often do a Barry Manilow, mainly because I don't think I can name a single song by Barry Manilow. I mean, I'm sure I've heard them.
Let me play Barry Manilow and then you try to nail it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Keep talking about
this. This is what I was looking for. But yeah, no, I think partly is because I think
I don't know if Barry Manilow is the one I'm thinking of.
Going low.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
I think it's Barry Manilow.
Bing Crosby?
Barry White?
Barry Manilow is a white guy.
Yeah.
Is he a low guy?
He might be really high. He might be like a BG kind of guy.
Yeah, this guy's like a fucking, like a, hey. Like,
okay.
Yeah. I just can't. Yeah, Barry, he's not thinking. Who am I thinking of? Barry. I thought it was Barry.
What about
who the fuck am I thinking
of? I think it's a black guy.
Yeah, it's a black guy.
Bing Crosby.
That is a white guy.
Is it?
You're thinking of Bill Cosby.
Wait, who's the I see? That's stars grade. Red roses too.
Have you?
What's his fucking name?
But that's more gravel. Yeah, that's not the low.
There's a fucking low voice. There's a meme that says when you go to the movie theater with your parents and they ask you what you want.
Yeah.
At the concession stand, and it's Louis Armstrong, and it's just him, and that song starts, and he goes, "I see," and then it cuts off. That's the whole thing.
I'm gonna say deep voice singer, black male. Barry White.
Fuck.
Barry White. You said Barry White?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't positive, but I did throw that name into the ring.
Barry White is what I'm thinking of. Okay.
I've heard people say that.
I don't know if I can do
too
that.
Too much of anything is not good.
For That's you. Just a speaking voice.
I don't think I can do that. But
I don't know about that.
I feel like this guy could go way high too. If you want to
problem. We love
this guy's talent. Can't give up your love, bang.
Is this his top song?
You never heard this song? Can't give up
your love, bang. I don't think so.
You never heard this song?
I don't think so.
Holy fuck, this is a very famous song.
But he's not singing all that low right here.
No matter how I try. That's true. But he also is like, it is more the speaking voice where he's like, gets you in the mood. Yeah. Also, you got to keep in mind that
I can't get enough of you, babe.
The fidelity coming through my phone is not great.
When I get all those bass frequencies.
We got lots together. Of audio things.
We've definitely got our thing together, don't we, baby?
That is crazy.
Isn't that nice?
You know, he's got a great speaking voice.
I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it.
I mean, when you really sit and think about it.
But you know, he's got a great speaking voice. Is Scottie Pippen?
Oh, he's got a low voice.
Oh my Christ! I forgot about that.
Can you pull up a Scottie Pippen clip?
We've done this already on the pod.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, but it's been fucking since COVID since we talked about it,
dude. It's so crazy. His voice is, I mean, it's so deep. It's like
when he speaks, you're a lot of piecing together, like figuring out what he's saying is being re-pieced together in the mind.
Yes, because it's almost like
as an individual. And I think basketball is a team game. Watching you and Mike.
I mean, he has all these players have big bodies, therefore they are big bass instruments.
But I mean, when he talks, it's so, it's the only thing you can't help but be like whoa.
Yo, I want to be in a room with this man.
Yeah. It's like it creates a frequency in the room, you feel.
You think that was more crazy than Barry White's voice?
No, I mean, just because what's happening, like the vocal, his vocal folds are like slapping together at a rate that's like, you can hear that. Like Barry White's voice might be deeper.
Smooth, though.
It's smooth.
Yeah.
Oh, it's smooth,
whereas like,
baby.
Something's happening with Scottie Pippen's voice that's like, there's an extra layer of.
He's got an extra layer, baby. Oh, yeah, you got an extra layer,
no,
baby.
No, he's got that extra layer, baby.
We're tiny white guys. It's never going to happen for us. But
little lady, if you want to come over to my house, pop a top Topo Chico.
Lucy likes to
pop that Topo Chico.
Pop that Toco.
Lucy's Topo really Chico, into
pop that Toco.
Lucy's really into Big and Small right now, and she calls Jamal Mall. And then when she says small, she also says mall.
Yeah.
Mall.
Mall.
Yeah.
Mall.
But, yeah.
Mall. She always holds, like makes a tiny, like she's pinching, yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And she holds it really close to her eyes.
Yeah.
Mall. Mall. Mall.
And then she'll put her hands.
Big. Big. Big.
Mall. Bubble.
Mall. Yeah.
Mall.
Very she cute. Rules, dude. She's so fucking funny.
She, I swear to God, she woke up this morning with like twice the amount of hair. It was weird. Like I woke her up and I was like, where did this come from? All this hair. You grew it overnight?
What are you talking about?
It seemed like she grew a lot of hair overnight.
I don't know, man.
She's growing up so fast.
she had a big
I listened to Kanye West, Vultures 1.
Okay. Oh, you did?
What's that?
Oh, I showed you that verse.
It's a Ty Dolla $ign and Kanye West album that just dropped. Well, dropped 2024.
Is it a picture of him? And it said, and then there's it's Kanye West on the.
Are you sure it's him?
Positive.
He's it's Kanye West. All black.
Kanye
including
West,
including a completely.
And then
black.
Standing next to him is Ty Dolla $ign. His butt is out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ty Dolla $ign is hella sexy though.
He is sexy.
Wait, I hit it from the
you've
back.
You've gone too far. I feel like I beat a murder. Fucking on the beat, you never heard of.
It's not a great album.
But is it horrible?
I don't know if I'd say it's horrible.
Okay. Would you listen to it again?
Ugh, this song sucks. No. There's one song that's like.
All eyes is on me. All eyes on me, all eyes on me.
It's bad. It's not a very good album, but
yeah,
some of the production's pretty tight, as you would expect.
I want to watch Inside again.
Yeah, you do.
I should have came more prepared. There's one song where he goes, beautiful, big titted, fat, big butted women are just fall out the sky, you know? Big, beautiful, big titted women, big butt women just don't fall out the sky, you know?
Blowing bubbles, biking backwards.
Yeah.
Big booty,
big,
just
beautiful,
don't fall
big
out
titted,
the sky,
big
no.
booty, bitch, bump, Billy Bunny, bread basket.
Billy goat,
and
rough.
Black bug, banana boxes.
Big booty, bitches. Just don't fall. Just don't fall.
Yes, Lord.
Out the sky. You know? Let me see. Kanye West, Back to Me. The song is Back to Me.
Back to Me.
Oh, it's track 5. I thought it was near the end of the album.
We fell in love with you. Guys like us just don't fall the fucking sky, you know?
What is that from? Is that J Muse?
Yeah. This song, I kind of fuck with it.
Kind of sick.
Yeah.
I fuck with it. I mean, just the beat is pretty sick.
It's featuring Freddie Gibbs.
Let's keep zoning. Let's keep floating. Let's keep moaning. Girl, I know that it ain't over in the morning. That is Urkel in your bitch. Did I do that?
Kanye was on some goofy shit for the past like 5 years.
Well, that's the thing about this album is it really, there's a freedom to it where it's like, since he's like,
I don't give a fuck.
He says whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get a nice feeling of like, oh, I can listen to something without someone feeling like, oh, I don't want to lose my sponsorships
right,
or whatever.
Right.
You just don't fall in the sky, you know. Sky, you know. Sky, you know.
Here he goes.
And beautiful big titty, but naked women just don't fall up the sky, you know. Tell me how you know.
Yeah,
you high and low. And I can tell you one thing. Beautiful big titty, but naked women just don't fall up the sky, you know.
This is sick. Doing, huh? This is tight.
Easy, how you doing, huh? Easy, how you doing, huh? Beautiful big titty, but naked women just don't fall up the sky.
You know when he said that in the studio, everyone was like, oh, shit.
Big, beautiful.
big, 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 out the sky, big, you know,
butt naked bitches. Don't show up.
That's tight.
It's wild. I still don't even, I can't repeat it. Me even either. Though I just heard it a bunch
three
of times.
Three times? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a, it is a
big, beautiful,
big titted,
big, big, beautiful, big, big titted butt naked.
Yeah, butt naked.
Big, women. Beautiful, big titted butt naked women.
Big booty? Is booty in there?
I don't think booty's in there. Mm.
They'll just fall out the sky, you know. But I wanted to say that I also listened to, Jamal recommended that I listen to this Jacob Collier guy.
Oh, yeah.
He has an album called Digesti Volume 4.
Uh-huh.
And so I just put that on.
Yeah. Just put it on in your headphones?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I mean, it's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. But you sound like there's a but.
No, well, I mean, I guess I wasn't as like blown away about it. How bad to me, it just felt like bad pop music,
right?
And I guess maybe you just know more about his history.
I think that's probably part of it.
About how bad it is.
Well, for me, it was a big thing of like. First of all, okay, let me just say this: I fucking hate this album. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah, this is so. The Jamal, he brought it up to me in this context of like.
Okay.
I was like, I was like,
but he brought it up as it's so bad, it's entertaining to listen to about how bad it is. So that's what I was kind of expecting.
Situation.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
not exactly. I wasn't saying
I
like,
thought this was gonna be Cocktail, dude.
It's not gonna be fun. I mean, it was, and here's where like the only source of entertainment was for me, I guess. And I was so caught up in it. I could see how this wouldn't necessarily translate. So Jacob Collier is this child prodigy musician.
Okay.
Who holy is, fuck. I didn't know he looked like this.
Yeah.
He looks like this. He's like a beautiful, big titted, butt naked little boy. Falling out the sky.
Yeah. 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 And so he's this like, yeah, can do no wrong. Like, he's just a genius.
Well, what was
musically
he,
genius.
What does he play? An instrument?
He plays like everything.
Okay.
He's a virtuoso.
He's a virtuoso. Mm-hmm. And he's played with like everybody.
Okay.
Because he's like live, he can just like do everything. And okay. And he's extremely
his
talented.
His brain is broken in a good way.
Yeah. He's extremely talented. But he is a... But for years, I've been like, yeah, he's really talented, but I've always hated his voice.
Okay.
I think his singing voice fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I just played a random song. I don't remember any of the songs on this album.
This isn't it. Okay.
This is Michael McDonald. Mm-hmm. This is a bad example. Or maybe this is Lawrence. This is featuring Lawrence and Michael McDonald. There's a lot of features on this album.
I just want your body, babe. By my side. Candlelight inside. Take a hold of me. I said, oh, la, la, la. And also, this isn't a great example because he's doing a lot of effects on his voice.
Yes.
If you hear, like, if you look at like a YouTube video of him just singing, his normal voice, it's very like, oh, like he's putting on this like
I get
jazzy
it.
Thing. Ugh, I fucking hate it. Listen to this. What is this?
Yeah, but this sounds like pop music. This sounds like gay pop music.
What it sounds like to me is it's less than that. It feels like he's like, it's devoid of, and I'm not saying pop music usually isn't, but it's devoid
this
of.
Is getting me hyped, dude. I'm not going to lie.
It is devoid of all soul, this album. There's zero soul happening here.
Yeah,
he is a very talented musician, but he is a horrible artist.
When I listen to music, I do agree that I do need to feel an element of soul, funk, or I don't know what you're saying. Soul is in like I don't know, like has feeling.
It has humanity.
But there is
in
soul,
it.
Like as far as like soul music goes, like there has to be an element of soul, funk, or jazz to like something that I feel like most music that I like has those elements. Even like the hip-hop I listen to has to have those elements in it.
What about Radiohead? It doesn't really have any of those. But it has soul in
you
the
don't
sense
think it has
that
soul?
I
feel like it has soul.
Not in the
got
way that you're
soul,
saying.
But I'm not
a
soldier.
God, I fucking hate that song.
Maybe that's probably why...
is that The Killers?
I think so.
There.
Morgan loves the Gilligan. I'm not going to hate the Killers. So,
although I do, I don't hate When You Were Young. I don't hate that song because of Rock Band.
Oh.
You when sit there you in your heartache, waiting on some beautiful boy to.
That's probably my.
This is the same album? That's what I'm saying. Like, he's doing so much shit on this album.
Wild.
Did you feel. Okay, so the first song.
Where it goes into heavy metal at the end?
Yeah. I'm like. Ugh.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's nothing. To me, that stuff, I'm just like, this isn't for me. The thing that I hate most about this album is the lyrics.
Yeah, the lyrics.
The words are so bad, but.
And that's a lot of what I'm saying. Like, it's this soulless, like, you're not conveying anything.
Yeah, he's not saying anything.
At all.
Yeah.
And so, but I guess what was so fun for me about it was that what was so like, this sucks so bad and I'm stoked.
Yeah.
Because 4 years I've been like, I don't know. I just felt vindicated a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Sitting in that vindication of like,
I'm waiting for.
I fucking knew you didn't have fucking shit to say.
I'm waiting
for
Baby Keem's second album to feel vindicated. But
yeah. You should feel vindicated about his first just because people claim they like it.
No, but that's different because the first, it wasn't like before it came out, I was saying Baby Keem sucks.
Uh huh.
And then his album came out, and then I was like, see? It was, I was looking forward to it, and then his album came out and it was a big letdown, and then I would talk to other people, and they said
it's really good.
So there's no vindication there.
I see what you're saying.
To be vindicated, it would have to be like, he puts out a second album that everyone is like, oh, this guy doesn't, isn't very good. Which I never really want. It would be cool if you, I would prefer more good music in the world than bad.
Yeah.
But then I think people would dig their heels in on that first album, and I'd be like, it's not good.
It's not good. Listen to him back to back. But yeah, I mean, it is. It just goes to show that, like, I don't know, all the talent in the world or all the skill in the world, all the craft doesn't necessarily make something good.
Doesn't mean you have anything to say.
Right. It doesn't mean that, like, everything you touch will turn to gold in that regard.
Right. Well, it just,
or connect with people just because you're.
Yeah.
It is like, it just shows his age or something. And I mean, him and I, think, are about the same age, but still, like, it's this, like, he's been so tunnel vision on this thing of like, I'm just, I do is just experiment with melody and harmony and all this shit.
It's got to be hard to not have your ego so fed by like, you know, he's
right. All the other people in the industry
so
are like, wow.
Skillful.
Yeah.
Right.
And he has a fan base. Yeah. So it's like, why not? I don't understand. Why not make music? But
and hopefully it'll get better. You know?
But there are people. There are tons of people like him who are very versatile with instruments and play. Yeah. Can do all this stuff, but they don't put albums out. They're just like hired guns or whatever. They're
right.
Like, they're technicians, and they understand that they are because they don't
have anything
like,
to say.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, I can compose music and I can do all this.
Right. Yeah, or I can execute what someone else may have written. That they couldn't execute or something, and session musicians.
Stuff like that.
Which I'm not saying that's what he should. Just stay in your lane, buddy. Like, keep doing it, whatever. Keep doing your thing. But I was like, I fucking knew it.
Is it because you heard one? Is it because you heard one of his songs and he was going really low? And because you can't go that low,
he can go low. His range is very good, but the timbre of his voice, I think it sucks.
The timbre of his voice.
The timbre of his voice is not very good. I think the timbre of his voice is fucking gay.
I wanna do a new segment. You guys will let me do the new segment?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Go for it.
It bothers me.
Okay. I like it.
Can
I start? Jacob Coley.
We're all sick here.
Yeah.
No, this is a new segment. It's called It Bothers Me. And it's just, I'm going to talk about something that bothers me.
Okay.
Here's something that bothers me, guys.
Okay.
It bothers me when people care about how well something sold.
What do you mean?
I agree with this.
Like, I thought of this because I was scrolling through my YouTube algorithm, you know, like whatever there. Mm-hmm. And one of the videos was like, did the Apple Vision Pro fail? I didn't watch the video. It just sparked this idea in my head about mm-hmm. how people determine whether or not something is good depending on how well it sold.
Yes.
Bothers me.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Well, I mean, that's kind of how our fucking system is set up, though.
No, you're not hearing me. Of course.
Stop being like them and join us.
Of course, that's going to determine whether or not something stays in the market or the company grows. That's what's going to happen. But when somebody is deciding whether or not they personally enjoy something.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, it's Avatar versus fucking Anatomy of a Fall. It's Avatar right. versus Tar. it's fucking.
Yeah.
So.
Chop the Av.
It is.
You don't need it.
It is like Avatar's bet. That's the argument. You're saying Avatar's better because it sold more. And but it's, right. So that is something that.
Well, I mean, are people really saying that?
No,
or?
They don't do that.
Okay.
They wouldn't do that because it's fucking retarded.
I mean, if you're talking about...
I mean, people do think...
It is a metric that you can use to discuss.
I'm using that as an example to display how it is when people do it in other meetings that they're not realizing they're doing it in. For instance, people say that obviously... fuck Xbox or like fuck PlayStation because fucking the PlayStation and or the Xbox... sold way more copies. Like, so they're arguing that this
must be video game better. System. They're dominating the market.
Pwns your system because it sold more. Like
that. Does that happen?
That
in
is
the
real.
World?
Yes.
Okay. I guess I'm not privy.
But to be like,
or it's like saying, you know, like I sold more records than you. Is now it's better. This I had this conversation.
That's in the same art realm of like Taylor Swift is better than Sufjan Stevens or whatever.
Like right. It's like what?
You can't use this as an argument for when you're like just determining whether or not you think something is better personally. You have something that you like more than something mm-hmm. else. If you are basing it off of,
okay.
Oh, but the sales are so much better for this product. Like,
well why don't you? Why do you read reviews on Amazon then?
What do you mean?
You're trying to decide for
right,
you.
But people in the review aren't saying this product's really good because it's sold a lot.
Yeah, because this one's
they're saying is this they're one telling is the best you what seller. They do like about it.
Okay. Yeah, you're getting inherently. Personal. This is somebody telling you right. personally what they like about it. That is completely different than someone saying this product is good because it's sold more than this product.
Yeah,
and that's what people legitimately
I guess
do.
I just don't.
Like the other day, I was arguing with someone at work. About Lin-Manuel Miranda. I was just saying, I think he sucks.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh. And I was like, yeah, I think Hamilton sucks. I think I was just, and I was sort of like playing into it, you know, a little bit. But they were getting a little worked up about it. And they sent me with like, oh yeah, no, I can't remember exactly how they phrased it, but they basically said, oh yeah, like that, yeah, he sucks. That's, you know, like, you think he sucks? But like, you know, he's... That's why he's so successful. I'm like, all this shit. I was like, oh, no, you're right. You're right. He's super rich and successful. I like him a lot.
Right.
You're right. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's, I don't get to understand people's point. Like, oh, Amazon rules, mom and pops drool. Like, is that your point? Like, I don't understand.
Well.
Yeah.
I think what they're saying is...
Stop it, Morgan.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Proceed.
Well, I don't know. Like, I think they are just saying that...
I don't know.
It's just, like, okay, yes, you have your opinion, but there are a lot of people who hold a different opinion, I think is what they're saying.
No.
Okay.
They're saying... Here's the thing. Okay, let's take this Apple Vision Pro, and I don't know how well it sold or anything. I don't know any of it. I didn't watch this video, and I don't even know if this was what the video was about. But for example, let's say the Apple Vision Pro sold or undersold.
It was a flop.
It was a flop. Okay,
financially,
it was a flop. To then like be like, oh, yup, what a big Apple fucked up. Like, they fucking suck. Like, look how big, like, fuck Android, Samsung, they rule, and Apple sucks because look how poorly this thing sold.
Yeah, okay.
That's what people are doing. And it's like, that's retarded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because what app, I don't know, I'm like trying to boost Apple up or whatever, but you're Nintendo. It is the same as Nintendo. How, like, why are they fucking trying to do cool things? Like, they always do things. And a lot of times, like the Wii U, people are like, it's a failure of a system or whatever, because it's like they lost money on it or whatever.
Or it didn't make as much money as Call of Duty or something.
And it's like, bro, you don't get how badly this company should, you should want a company like this to exist. A company that's taking chances to do creative things that aren't like just pumping, like, oh, let's just make this software fucking
like
more powerful.
They could take a big loss on an Apple.
They're doing it in the name of art.
Yeah, or like just like you want companies
to
take risks.
You
want to
push the boundary. Yeah. You want to create new cool shit.
Right.
And Apple has the fucking capital to do that.
Yeah.
So
and it's
great.
Like even it, so the Vision Pro, even if it's like this isn't perfect.
Yeah.
They it's the know, best thing of what it is
what?
On the market.
They fucking know that. Like,
yeah,
it's
like,
not a secret.
Right. Because they're not retarded like these other people are who are being like, oh.
Yes. It's
gay.
Like,
it's fucking.
You have to start.
Game over,
you
Apple.
Have to start somewhere and, like, it'll be the same thing where, like, you know, people will make content accordingly. And the system will get better, the content will get better, and it'll all it'll all be iPhone shit.
Exactly.
Oh, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's all just like either enjoy it for what it is, not for how it really comes down to like tell me about the thing, not about how much it sold. I don't give a fuck about how successful it was.
I mean, honestly, it just sounds like a sad like it's like clearly this person is
but it's like something that people are legit like let's go back to video games. It is something that people legitimately follow. The console wars is what they call it.
Oh.
As far as which systems are outselling other systems, and it's like, why is anybody, why do you work for these companies,
right?
why the fuck
do you
care about this?
Yeah,
it bothers me.
It maybe
I don't
it's
understand
a way
it.
For like you know, incel men to bond or something?
Oh, sure. No, yeah. That's what, 100%. That's what I'm saying. That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
But those people bother me.
The reason why they are incels is because they're interested in shit like that.
Right. And they need an excuse to, like, communicate with other people. And so they just found this lane.
Yeah.
It just was weird that it exists as, like, a talking point. It's like an element in the talking about video games, and then also this is a topic that we can talk about too, like which systems are sell the best. It is to me, it's just, why the fuck do you care? Yeah, I don't understand.
It is crazy.
It doesn't make any sense.
You should ask them.
Who?
The
incels?
Yeah.
I'll
go
talk
on
about
console
incel threads.
Hit the forums. Like, why are you guys talking about this? Can I tell you something that bothers me?
Yeah.
Miles... my good friend Miles and my roommate just sent me a picture of I have a jury summons. This just came in. So I gotta go do a jury duty.
That's fun.
But maybe it'd be fun. Maybe it doesn't bother.
Yeah, I got picked last time. It was fun.
I was just trying to segue into it.
Do you I guess you haven't opened it yet, but you defer them up to 10 months, so make sure you defer it so it's not going over when we go to Alaska in the summer.
Yeah, I'll check and see when the fuck. Might as well just get out of the way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do it tomorrow.
Just bust it out real quick.
Just bust
no,
it out.
No, I mean, maybe I'll defer it.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
It's fun.
It is
it's an
kind
experience.
Of fun.
I mean, it's like,
I definitely would. I would like to do it.
Yeah, I was on a kidnapping domestic violence.
Holy shit, I want to get something crazy like that.
Wild.
I don't know about DV, though. I don't know DV.
Yeah, I mean, this guy was guilty as fuck. What was crazy to me...
DV in Denver.
...is like...
I want some DMV.
I mean, the whew, like... it really is a roll of the dice, man, because some of these people just like don't get it, you know?
It's a roll. What? What's a roll of the dice?
The jury. The people are roll.
I don't know if they're guilty or innocent. It's really a roll,
like, a roll of the dice.
No, like, they should have picked me. I mean, there were like literally people who just could not follow thread of, facts.
Yeah, that's the thing that I it is kind of crazy. Well, it's the same people who vote, you know, or it's like,
I know. I just I was genuinely afraid. I'm like, this couldn't be more clear. Here's the rule, written down law. Here is what happened. Right. Like,
but people are like, I just don't like him.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. He's got brown eyes, though. I kind of like him.
And I was just like, what do you mean? I mean, it was really alarming.
If there's smoke, there's fire. He wouldn't be, they wouldn't say he's guilty if he wasn't guilty.
How did you enjoy, like the actual chatting with the other jurors?
It was frustrating for me.
Yeah.
In at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Because I knew the right answer, and I just was waiting for everyone to...
Did it ultimately go
But
that
they
way?
All felt that way, though. Or at least a lot of them.
Felt what
And
way?
It may have been that contrary right to your well. Opinion.
And they're like,
oh, but they were incorrect. Like,
right, but that's how they felt about you.
Yeah, but they're wrong. I know I was right.
Yeah, but that's how they feel. That's the problem.
Like, I can show you... Right here.
Show me the evidence.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't, I don't know where to go from there.
Right. I guess, it's like they're going on like gut feelings, whereas there is a law and there's like, you can draw a line from A to B of like, it doesn't matter how you feel. Right. This is what the law is.
Yes.
And this is what he broke this
He
law.
Broke the contract. You know?
It's not that like, I don't feel like he should be punished for what he did.
But
it's
he's
like
a nice
that's
guy.
Not what that's not
that's
what your
not
job
our
is.
Job.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We're reading the fucking shit. They tell you the instructions every hour.
How long did it 3 days? 3 days? And you weren't allowed to talk about it with nobody, huh?
Mm-mm.
Did you?
I think
Morgan
I'm
took
I'm
the
sure
jobs.
I told Jordan.
Hey, no way. Hey.
I didn't hear none of this shit.
That's crazy, Morgan.
Yeah.
We're being recorded right now.
It's okay.
You could have said no and then winked at me or something.
Let's talk about Nickelodeon rape instead.
No. Okay.
We finished it.
We did finish it.
Surprise, surprise. Danny Bulger. What's his name?
Dan Schneider. Danny Boyle.
Schneider. He's like an Ellen.
Yeah.
That's all. We got to the end. I thought it was going to be a big twist that he's a pedophile. He's not a pedophile. And everyone thinks he is because...
Or that maybe he was covering up for a lot of pedophiles or something.
Right. And, well, I saw... I watched Tim Dillon on his podcast talk about it. And he didn't actually watch it.
Okay.
He just knew about it. And they just brought it up. And, like... And the way that he talked about it was as if Dan Schneider was a pedophile. He's like they just took it as if, like he's a pedophile. That's what this documentary must be about.
Right.
And it's crazy. Like, that's, he's not. So it's like,
he's not.
It is a wild
But that
thing.
Is sort of, I don't blame, it is irresponsible, I guess, to just run with that. But like, whatever.
No,
but,
I'm not saying that, like, Tim, like, how crazy that he did that.
What I'm saying is that is sort of what this, it feels like this thing is trying to make you feel.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. We're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's the worst. Thing,
you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Because it is
really rude.
Because
it's extremely rude. Because
I'm not.
It's like, arrogant and rude.
And I don't want to be in the position to defend Dan Schneider. You know, it's like he was a fucking.
He's a dickhead.
Dickhead, but like,
a bit extreme.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But to really, but it makes me like him more. Because I feel like you guys are trying to paint him in the worst light possible.
Right.
That he doesn't deserve that worst bad.
Right, you feel for the guy.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
This guy's being dragged in more mud than he deserves to be dragged
right.
in.
Right.
And so...
Because otherwise it wouldn't make sense for you to make this documentary or something. And it's like...
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
You don't get to make your documentary then. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Make a fucking fiction... Story.
Make a fucking fiction, dude.
Make all that again.
the third time. Or the fourth time or whatever.
Yeah, so that was just a little bit surprising. Oh, that was like, I don't know. I guess I wouldn't be surprised now if there is going to be an Ellen documentary about how bad she is
and how many pedophiles were on set.
Yes, like
at the Ellen show.
It's wild.
Yeah. Which, what did Ellen do?
I think she yelled at a couple people.
She was like mean to her assistant one time or something. Like, you know, just
like what assistants are for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the same thing as like swag. People, there was like murmurings of like Jon Stewart being an asshole on the set of The Daily Show and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was what's his name? Lee? Is it Lee Syatt?
Lee Wyatt? Lee Harvey Syatt, Oswald. Or?
He like complained about being like, well, just for being rude to him or something.
It's okay. This expectation like, what that the fuck is this? Famous yeah. people are supposed to, because you're so excited to be around them and see them and blah, 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 that they are expected to give you like the face, like the big smiley. Yeah, oh, it's like, every time
you work here. Bro.
And it's like, how do you not understand that that's not a reasonable expectation of a human being?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. This children.
Yeah. Because, yeah. You would make fun of those same people who are like, oh, I met like just a rando meeting a celebrity. Oh, I met him and I saw he didn't tip good. Yeah. Or like, oh, I met him and he was a little short with me. He's an asshole. I don't like him. Like, that's what people are doing.
Yeah.
But like with like someone you work with.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be, I guess, whatever. If you have day-to-day interaction with this person, they're always upset or mean. Yeah, there's
repeat.
Then, like, it's one thing to be like, I don't like this person, but it's another thing to be like, let's so put now this person on blast.
Yeah.
Right.
And, like, ruin their life.
Right, because I think there is that. There's the...
When you wouldn't, like, what obviously you're have doing no is idea way what
fucking
sort of,
worse.
What you have, and you have no idea what sort of pressure, like, the head of, like, something, like...
Right,
like
the star of the fucking... Yeah. But yeah, crazy. I think it is, it's that every day, someone like a Jon Stewart or an Ellen, they are perceived as, like, happy-go-lucky and, like, woo, and everybody loves them. Yeah. Whereas this person feels like, well, they were mean to me every day. Like, fuck, I can't fucking take it anymore. And they want to fucking... This is what they're really like. Yeah. This is my truth.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
No one cares, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Tell your parents.
Listen, and Lee, leave shut the fuck up.
Like, I just don't know why you think anyone gives a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And what it does boil down to is that there was a couple pedophiles on the set of Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
But they are not famous people. So they couldn't make a documentary about them.
Right.
It couldn't just be these people.
So we use Dan Schneider.
Dan Schneider is the bait. The name.
Yeah.
And he's mean too. So we're going to...
Hashtag mean too.
Whole first episode convincing you he's a pedophile. I'm trying to convince you.
No, trying. Yeah. Not even... Yeah, not convincing you, but like...
Leaving like you connect the dots.
Yeah, yeah.
For what's to come.
Making it be like, we didn't
pretty
say
sus.
It.
And then, no. Turns out, he's a dickhead. But there's also, when it really counted, he often did the right thing.
Yeah.
When shit was like dark and fucked up.
Yeah, when Drake Bell went through his ordeal, the one person on the whole thing that called him to make sure he was okay was Dan Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, can I do anything? If you need anything, I'm here to help. Like he was an ally to the children, you know? Yeah. And that's what it seems like. Like every single thing, like kids growing up and like the only complaint that the kids had that are now talking heads as adults was that they were
didn't
jealous.
Get as much time.
That there was a jealousy.
That
there.
He had favorite, like, and those favorites were the stars of the show,
right.
You know?
Yeah. And that's
just
not
so happened
his,
to also
well, it's
be.
Not his fault. Right. That it's like, what do you want? This is your parents' job to make sure that you are
you
emotionally
your place
coping
in
with
the,
this, like, employment situation that you're not mature enough for.
Yeah,
but,
you shouldn't
know.
Be working yet. You're a kid. Child acting is a strange thing.
Yeah,
but if you are going to do it, it is your parents' responsibility to make sure you're okay.
Yeah,
right. And it's at the end they're like talking. It shows all of them, and they're shows all that, and they're like, you know. I had body image issues and I had self esteem. And then I was just like, this is everybody.
Right.
I know.
This is not unique to you. And it's not because you're a child actor.
And it's not Dan Schneider's
fault. I mean, it is. But everyone has experiences. Yeah, it's not Dan Schneider's fault.
How the fuck would he even, like, what? what sort of expectation is that of him to make sure all children
don't possess any insecurities? Don't go, it's yeah. crazy.
To make sure every child when actor.
They're like 12, which is like peak shit show insecurity.
Yeah. Middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's a crazy amount of expectation to put on Dan Schneider. It's yeah. not his job.
No.
So the only complaint that is like legitimate against him are like the writers, like the other adults mm-hmm. who are like, he's being mean to me. And that he got like massages on set. But like all these are like, it's really like, come on, dude. Like,
yeah. Especially, and the thing is especially when you contrast this it with like the pedophilia that's
HR
going
shit.
On.
It's get it right. HR involved sort of shit. Yeah. It's not fucking, yeah. let's watch a documentary.
Someone right needs yeah. to tell him, hey, you're not allowed to get ask for shoulder massages on set.
Right. And he's like a big fat guy, you know? I mean, and not that it's appropriate or whatever, but I'm sure he's in a lot of discomfort all the time. I'm sure. And then he's probably working long ass hours. Again, not saying he should have done it, not saying it's appropriate, but
yeah,
I'm.
Yeah, you are.
But I am because that boy's neck hurt, bro.
But also, like, I think the timeline we're working with here is like before that was a very well known thing that you shouldn't ask for. You know, I feel like that's a recent
mm-hmm.
shoulder. And people used to give me shoulder massages.
Yeah,
at
and
my
he's
job
doing it in
when
front
I
of her. It's not like he knew it was wrong.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
Like, I've.
He's just kind of a rude kind of guy. And he's like, yeah, let me ask. Like,
yeah.
I'm an executive on the show.
It used to happen all the time until, like, all the Me Too shit. That was, like, one of the number one things that people.
Wait, like, you would ask for massages?
No, people would come up and give me massages.
Yeah, I remember working at Costco, people used to do that shit yeah. all the time.
All the time.
To you?
It's happened to me
one
in my.
One of the guys
in my...
would do it to me, yes. But
I mean,
but it
tell,
it was,
tell your story.
It was almost like you could tell, like, oh, this is like one of the guys was he got in trouble for it.
Yeah.
He would always walk up behind people and start rubbing their shoulders and stuff. And yeah. I feel like he did it to the guys just to like so he could do it to the girls. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
This is just like one, something
hey, I just do it.
And I don't think he's he doing it really maliciously, yeah. but there was a little bit of a. Let's say a Barry White aspect of the way he's doing it.
Like, I've had a situation where
everything's going to be okay.
I've had a situation where like someone I really, who's I consider a good friend of mine and like mentor and trust a lot. I had a weird thing where he was doing that. And I talked to my therapist about it a long mm-hmm. time ago. Cause I was like, I didn't know how to say no, and I don't put anything on him at all. But, like, it was a situation where, like, it started to get, like, uncomfortable. I just didn't – I don't know. I wasn't a fan.
Yeah, you got to be like, uh-huh. let's stop with that.
Yeah. And yeah. anyway, it was many years ago. Many, many years ago. But anyway, whatever.
Yeah, but the point is –
it feels like there's
Schneider,
a lot to unpack there, honestly.
There wasn't a fucking harassment training video that was
right.
specifically like, don't touch people.
Exactly.
That shit didn't exist.
This
yet.
Is new. Right. It's very new. Mm-hmm. Like COVID new.
Yeah. I don't know if it's all that new.
It's
guys.
Not that new.
No.
It's not you all know? That.
It's not all that.
But it didn't happen during all that is my point.
Right, right. But – so let me get this straight. A lot of people would give you massages at work?
At every job I've had until Icon.
What?
Yeah.
Fellas would just walk up and rub your shoulders.
Yeah. I can think of them all right now.
I see them now.
Yeah, no,
and
that's
not,
wild.
And they're people yeah. that I got along with.
No, I believe it.
Jamal's a different generation.
Yeah. I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm just saying like.
Yeah, it is wild.
I want to unpack this a little
bit. It happened
to you. This
is
crazy.
It happened to you, Jamal. You just don't remember.
What?
It was almost like.
No, it did happen to me, but I liked it.
It was almost like people would come up and do that, like to like almost like let you know they're there or something.
I'm right here.
I don't know, but people used right to do it all the time. In the restaurant, it happened all the
but
time.
But always fellas.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. Of course.
But it wasn't like a monkey see, monkey do, like the girls start like, this is just what we do here.
No.
It was like.
Yeah. Hey, I mean,
like, I'm being friendly, but I get to touch a girl.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it all has that vibe. And Yeah.
But so when you can recall, because you're saying it, if it was like, oh, yeah, it just happened all the time. Mm-hmm. But when it would happen, mm-hmm. how would you feel? Identify the sensations in your body. Sure.
Well, it's interesting, right? Because, like,
this is interesting.
It felt really good.
So, no.
It relieved a lot
Who
of stress.
Who doesn't want to be massaged? Let's be honest. Yeah,
so yeah. There was a lot of growth between kind of the two main jobs this happened at, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I was drunk in a shit show, working in a restaurant. I didn't really ever think about it then.
Yeah.
Then now I'm a professional. I'm sitting in a cubicle. Like, I'm sober. I know That's myself a little bit better.
Crazy.
That's when the trusted friend did it. And I don't know. I felt bad that I wanted to ask him to stop.
And well, it sounds like you, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like because this is a trusted friend or whatever, they started doing that. And you first, before being identified with your own boundaries,
yeah.
you're going like, damn, like I feel bad for you that this is a bad look on yes. you. I feel bad that you're making me feel bad.
Yes.
I feel bad for you.
Yes.
Right. You wanted to keep the friendship the way it was and you didn't want to be like,
yes.
make it weird now. Like, hey.
Yes. And so it was a trapped feeling of like, oh, I guess I just have to, but that's not his fault. Like, I'm not saying like he should realize what was going on in my mind or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's somewhat his fault.
Yeah.
I mean, because I would never do that.
Like, that's
even back
it
when
is,
other people.
I mean, that's partly, I guess, why I want to dig into it because it is so, what? It is so fucking crazy to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But yeah. I mean, I don't 100% blame people because I feel like, yeah, it's just the way people were raised. They probably were in a family or people
yes.
are touchy feely.
It didn't
so it's not a
sketchy.
Sexual thing, but like,
I've had
it's
worse.
Just not the way that I don't yeah. like when people touch me. Right. So I'm like, yeah. do not touch
do
me.
Do unto others.
You know, interestingly yeah. enough, all these people had, from what I recall, had like good parents.
yeah.
But it.
Wait,
it
how do you know that?
Yeah, that's not what them. I'm saying. I'm not saying that they had a great childhood. It's just different.
No, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I just am noting and adding yeah. too. Yeah. But it didn't. There. Okay. So same job. Was creepier scenario. No mm-hmm. touching. Actually, it's funny. I just had a meeting with this
He's
guy.
He's just whacking off in front of you.
No, I just had a meeting.
Just doing this, George.
I'm not touching
Making
you.
Eyes.
I just had a meeting with this guy.
Looking at her.
I just had a meeting with this guy this afternoon, so I work with him again. Interestingly enough, he's a consultant. We just hired.
Yeah, oh, great.
Don't get too specific.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so
Jesus.
There's a thing where people hover, mm-hmm. you know, and don't.
Like, you mean like levitate?
No. I mean, like, they're standing behind me,
yeah,
behind my cubicle, and I'm making friendly small talk for what I feel is a generous amount of time,
mm-hmm.
20 minutes.
Wow.
Too long.
And
way too long.
Then I am physically, because my verbal cues are not being picked up on,
mm-hmm.
I physically adjust my body so that now I am facing my computer. And my head mm-hmm. is, you know, back of my head. Doesn't leave.
Right.
That's worse.
Well, and now he's got a nice good look at the back of your head.
Yeah, now he can do things. He can touch himself while he talks.
He said, nice. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
I am dying on this hill, by the way. So,
it's great that Xbox sold more to the PS5.
a couple of jobs I've had, right? Like the nature of what of the area is that you have dorm style living. So like mm-hmm. you sleep on site. Well, you know, fucking the entire higher education realm and its associated government bodies are all on board with this. There's no gender fucking horseshit. And I have been extremely vocal about the I will die on this hill. I'm not going to shower in a unisex fucking.
Right. They're saying that roommates can be both sexes.
Yes. And that you the bathrooms where this you is, shower and change
yeah, this is crazy.
Have a lockable door and there's a dude taking a shit right next to you. I mean, I'm seriously so fired up about it. It's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Like in the
there's a dude taking a rape in the next.
Well, yeah, well, under the guise of being progressive and yeah, inclusive dude. And like gender, there's no gender and like everything right. is equal. It's like you are harming women.
Yeah.
This is
yeah, and it's hard to have that conversation without people being like, "What are you saying about trans people?" Like, I'm not saying anything about trans people.
Yeah,
I'm talking about dudes.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about fully, men. I'm bruh. Fully prepared to die on this hill because I just it's ridiculous. You mm-hmm. know, like the first tenet is like, oh, we want a safe, you know, safety first, right? Mm-hmm. Safe and inclusive. Safe first.
Second tenet, risky as fuck.
Yeah. So
that's our plan.
So I said, I mean, directly, I mean, as clear as you can be, I said, well, this sounds contradictory to me, what we're saying here.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying you want a safe, inclusive place where everyone feels
safe.
That's yeah. not.
And you're like, I don't feel safe. They're like, shut the fuck up. You're a fucking bigot.
Yeah.
No, yeah. No, that's perfect.
Anyway.
Perfectly fine hill to die on.
Yeah, I agree.
I really am. I feel like nobody else will, you know?
Right.
And so
you're speaking for the people at this
and,
thing.
And it's one thing to build a fucking stadium with unisex bathrooms. That's fine. Whatever. This is not okay.
Yeah, not dormitory.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
No.
There's no police, you know? There's no emergency services. There's no... You're right. In the
it's
middle
a,
of
It
nowhere.
Is a sexual assault free-for-all.
Yes.
On this campus, it sounds like.
Sign me up.
Well, you just got to go through one season, no, probably more than that, before people are like, so we're all being raped. Is there something we can do?
Yeah, I mean,
to change.
Luckily, the rule? In quotes, there's like a big sexual harassment thing with the Antarctic program right now. So like they're very aware of the risks there, which is why I feel so confident.
Right, it's happening without this yeah. living situation.
So that's
right.
why I feel so confident in dying on this hill.
Right.
Because they're they're getting think. Slaughtered.
But let me be clear when I say this. Don't actually die. I'm ready to be alive.
I won't.
Okay.
But...
yeah, that's fucking crazy, dude.
It is fucking wild.
Anyways, Kazam!
You watched Kazam?
I watched Kazam with Lucy.
Yeah. I've never seen this movie.
It's so bad. It's terrible.
I haven't seen it for
I mean, it's bad.
A long, long time.
I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah. What's better, Kazam or Space Jam?
Space Jam by 9,000.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
I mean,
why haven't we watched that?
Because it's not on Disney Plus. But
I own it on Blu-ray. You want to borrow it?
You get Kazam on Disney Plus because it's through Hulu. Wish number one. Hulu. You get three wishes, you know?
Right.
But
wait. So
he's immaterial. He doesn't do ethereal. He rhymes and stuff.
He raps. He's a
rapper. I am Kazam. Shaq is a fucking
powerhouse. Wait. So I own you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what the kid says to him. You sent me a video of it.
Yeah. So that's right after he makes his first wish. It takes a long time, by the way, for him to get to his first wish because he just doesn't believe that he can grant wishes. And in the kid's defense, Shaq does fuck up. Like, he's like, I want a Jaguar. The kid wishes, like, okay, you're a genie. I wish for a black Jaguar CMT 550 or like some specific car. And he can't do it. He's like, I'm a little rusty. He, like, putters out, like, pew, pew, pew. And he can't do it. And he's like, try again later. Anyways. The kid's first wish is, I wish from junk food from here to the sky.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And then it, like,
that's sick.
Rains fucking candy and shit. Then he kind of realizes that he's like, oh, so you are a real JD. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I own you, right? And Shaq's like, yeah.
I'm a slave.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
not good, huh?
No, his second wish is that he wishes for a fucking tape.
What?
There's like a tape that his dad wants.
A tape?
Yeah, like a tape from like
a record, like a
cassette.
Yeah, like a pirated tape, like, or like a yeah, cassette tape.
Like a mixtape.
But no, it has like original, like the original music of this band. He's like in the recording business or whatever.
Okay.
His dad left him when he was 2, and he's 10 now, but he wants to reconnect with them. So
that's incredibly sad.
To reconnect with them.
Maybe if I have this tape, my dad will love me.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's deep meat.
And then his
let me finish all these burgers and fries first.
And then his third wish is that I wish my dad could have a second chance.
Oh, no.
Very vague. And Jack's like, I can't do that. I don't know.
He said, what the fuck is that?
I don't do ethereal wishes.
Yeah.
I can't bring people back from the dead. You know, it's the same as like
Aladdin. Right.
And then he's like, my power. But the whole thing is the reason why he can't. He's like, my powers aren't strong enough. And by the end, his powers are strong enough that he gives his dad a second chance.
Oh, wow.
It's like, what the fuck? All right.
At what?
Nobody knows. Okay.
It doesn't tell you?
No. The guy, he just has like a better demeanor now.
Okay.
He's like, he kind of is like, I kind of just want to get to know my son now. Or like, I don't know. Right. It's like a weird ending.
Right.
And then this son, the kid is like, he's walking to how the movie ends. He goes, I really use a nice hot cup of chocolate.
He winks at Shaq.
Well, Shaq, he thinks Shaq is gone, like is free, and he's like exploded off to the other realm. And then he says that out loud. He just says it out loud to nobody. I wish I had a nice hot cup of chocolate.
Yeah.
And then on the floor in front of him is
a nice cup of hot cocoa.
A cup of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And
Jack's like, I knew what you meant.
And then he looks up and Jack is like walking with some bitch that he's about to have
fucks bitches.
With. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's one of the whole threads of this movie.
Is that he's a ladies' man?
Is that he's trying to get into the recording studio like business now too. And he's like rubbing elbows with like the higher ups.
That's pretty tight.
And he's this guy's really cool. And he puts on a show, but like when the kid goes, Kazam, he hears it in his head, it like rings in his ears, like he like tries to ignore the kid. Like he's like, I'm fucking rapping right now. The kid's like,
I'm doing something.
He's like about to die. He's like, Kazam. And Jack is like, dude, god damn it. I'm trying to fucking make it up. It's like he's a fucking genie.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. That is wild.
It is crazy. Well, anyways, instead of Aladdin, it should be maybe what did they call the movie? A Blackman. Is that good?
No. But
no, okay.
Well, he says cup of chocolate, right? A hot cup of chocolate.
Yeah.
And I was like, no one says that.
Right.
And then I'm reading my book and they say he says I get a cup of chocolate.
No fucking way. God.
The next day.
Kazam is real.
In my book.
Way.
God is real.
That is unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
When I used to read, I don't mean to steamroll it. That is fucking crazy because it doesn't exist. When I used to read How the Grinch Stole Christmas to Baby Miles, I would like, we read it so many times that I could stop and he would fill in.
Yeah.
You know? And there's the part where the Cindy Lou Who gets out of bed there's this tiny Who daughter who got out of bed for a cup of cold water, right? But whenever I'd stop at that part, I'd say this tiny Who daughter who got out of bed for, and Miles would say a cold cup water. And that's what it reminds me of.
A cold of cup water.
A cold of cup water, a what is it?
A cup of chocolate.
A hot cup of chocolate.
Well, so in the book I'm reading, he just says cup of chocolate. He doesn't say hot cup of chocolate, which is even crazier.
It is crazy. It's just solid.
The book, it's time for you, fellas.
R-E-A-D.
I read, it's called The Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde. This book was written in 1890, and it's pretty good. I'd give it 4 stars. Basically, what it's about is it takes place, I think, in the UK. And they're like higher uppity fucking douches, you know, like what they're like high society snob. One of the characters is like a painter. One of them is like just like a rich like douche, really. Like his name's Lord Henry, and he fucking talks in like all these like parables, and like everything he says is like fucking supposed to be wisdom.
Right.
It's all about like what makes something boring, what makes someone interesting or not interesting, what makes someone fucking like just like he has all of like these sayings and like all these like ways of like going through the world. It's like, oh, like the last thing I want to do is be ugly or like it's like
right.
It's full of these things. Like there's nothing worse than being ugly. Like, or, you know, like right, things right. like that. I don't know. I can't give examples. There's he just talks that it's the way he talks. Right. And so the main character, Dorian, he's the third character of these three people, takes a liking to this guy. He's like, he's the most interesting person in the world. And he's when the book starts, he's like 16 or whatever. And he's being painted by the guy, the painter, Basil. So I said Basil.
Basil.
And he's a painter and he paints him a portrait of him. And it's his best work because at first I think they're all fucking gay, but it's just the 1890s. And he's basically Dorian is this guy's muse. Okay.
Okay.
Like he's like,
that's pretty gay.
He is like the guy, like this guy and his presence makes him paint better than he's ever painted before.
Right. That's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
It's gay as fuck.
Yeah. You have to take your clothes off for me to like paint good. And
right. What's that movie with fucking.
Let me rub your shoulders.
Who's in it? Is it Brendan Fraser? No, not Brendan Fraser. Maybe.
The Whale?
No, the one where they talk about it on Come Down. It's the fucking. It's with fucking. Is it Ian McKellen?
Yeah, yeah.
What is that movie called? It's like The Monster's House
or
some shit like
that. I don't remember. But I read this right after I read Giovanni's Room, which is about gay men. And I'm like, this is some more gay shit.
Yeah.
And so.
Which book is gayer?
Giovanni's Room.
But by a pubic hair?
Yeah, by a pubic hair. Anyway, so he paints a picture of Dorian Gray. Mm-hmm. And it's his best work ever, and he gives it to Dorian Gray. And then Dorian Gray takes a liking to Lord Henry and stops spending time with Basil. And Basil is more like a more moral guy, but Lord Henry thinks he's boring. He's like, the most interesting thing he's ever done was paint Dorian or whatever. Like, it is his finest work, but after that, after he left, now he's boring. And so the premise of this book is that now Dorian, he falls in love with this actress, and then he meets, like, he falls in love with her work, like, watching her in plays, and then he actually meets her, and he's like, I want to marry you, and whatever, and they fall in love right in that moment, and then he takes his friends, Basil and Lord Henry, to go see her, and she sucks ass when they go to see her.
Yeah.
He's like, this is the worst they've ever seen, and he's like, what the fuck is going on?
And he goes, the worst play?
It's the worst acting they've ever
seen.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
And she's doing Romeo and Juliet, and she's just dog shit. And then she's
and like, even what's his face sees it too.
See it. Okay. Yeah. He's like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
And so he goes backstage, and he goes like, what the fuck? Are you sick? And then and she's like, no. What I realized is that I can't pretend to be in love with this other person because now I'm in love with you. And I realize how fucking dumb acting is. Like, I only did acting as an escape from my world because my world sucked, and then I met you and I love you,
right?
And now I can't act anymore because I just have all these strong feelings for you. And he's like, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
I hate you now.
Oh no,
like I only loved you because you were good at acting.
Brilliant. Yeah,
and so we're done. You suck.
That's Dorian's kind of nightmare, dude.
Yeah,
fucking Christ.
He's like, go fuck yourself. And she's like, oh, I'll still act and stuff. He's like, no, you ruined it. Like,
nah, you stinky.
So when he goes home and he has the picture at his house, he notices in the picture, it's a little different. And he's like, what the fuck is going on here? And he said, he didn't notice it before, but now it looks like he's got kind of like a cynical smirk or something on his face that he didn't notice before. Before it's perfect, and now the picture's changed.
Interesting.
So now
his perception of himself has changed.
So then time goes by. Basically, what's happening is he is a terrible human being, and everything that he's doing wrong is now aging and making his portrait turn more and more like
this is demonic. Fucking despicable.
But he stays perfect.
What's the movie with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Or the Royal Tenenbaums.
I don't know.
Iron Man.
Where he changes his body. Fuck.
Shallow Hal?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't change his body.
Yeah, what?
Her body changes.
Yeah. I knew it was something. Anyway, don't worry about it.
She's a big fat lady in real life.
I couldn't remember it. Yeah. She changes. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. So he hides.
I want to run that back. I wonder if that's funny.
It's not.
Oh, it's hilarious.
What do you mean?
It's not going to be funny in Dumb and Dumber, I'll tell you that.
Yeah but...
Well, anyway, so nothing is. Because he's a high society guy and he has a butler in his house, he goes, my butler brought me a cup of chocolate. And I was like, no fucking way. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Cold of cup water. Stay hydrated.
Anyways, the book's not bad. I enjoyed it.
You liked it? Even with that the gayness and with the magical element.
And then you grow to be like, oh, this guy's kind of... It's because like it kind of feels like, oh, it's just going to be the way the book's written the whole way. It's like, no, it's just this character. So it's not like, it is like.
You love to hate him sort of a.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, it's not, it's hard to explain. I'm not like, wow, these are really clever things he's saying, but they aren't all the time bad. Like it is like just like an interesting way that somebody would talk and just have like, he's very opinionated in like all these ways anyway. So it is a character.
Yeah. It's a character choice.
Yeah. Anyways, do you have anything else there, Jamal boy?
Yeah, I mean, I watched a couple movies.
Okay.
I watched a movie called The Promised Land.
Oh, is that the one with fucking Matt Damon?
No.
Okay.
It's with Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, it's the new Mads Mikkelsen Danish film.
Is it Thomas Vinterberg?
No.
Then I ain't interested.
Yeah, I mean, this movie is... It's weird. The movie first starts, I go, this movie's going to be fucking tight. You know? It's got everything I like except for Thomas Vinterberg, you know? It's Danish. It's Mads Mikkelsen. He's trying to go out on this fucking... It's called The Heath. And I'm pretty sure it's based on a true story. But it's like, no one can farm this fucking land. And he used to be a soldier. And he's like, exit his...
This is like Minari.
He wants to go out and try and farm this land, see if he can do it. And it's like the first person who can do it gains the king's respect and like a lot of... like he gets a fucking noble title and all this fucking shit. He's like, I'm a fucking do it.
Bet. Tame the land.
Bet, bitch. I'm a do it. So he goes out and tries to start a settlement out there, and it's brutal out there. And there's like these people, these outlaws that live out there and shit. And they're like trying to fuck with his shit.
Hard out.
And right out the gate, he fucking, there's this like child who's like, like fucking screaming for help. He runs out there, and then like, she's like, I need your help. And this guy comes out of the fucking woods. This is a distraction, you know?
Yeah, she's bait.
She's bait. And he's got military training. So he fucking grabs that shit, and the guy's pinning him on the ground, and he's a gun. He just fucking shoots this guy right in the... Like, it's like, out of the gate, this movie's like, it's wild. It's brutal, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And I mean, I'm like, it's a movie. Yeah. Oh, shit, this is going to be crazy. But then it devolves into very, like, paint-by-numbers kind of emotion. Like, the emotional beats it's hitting are very, like... You've seen it before, man. And then for a movie that's supposed to be based on a true story, it feels a little too neat overall. So I was kind of disappointed in that.
Well, speaking of based on true story, I also watched Cool Runnings.
Oh, yeah?
Scored by Hans Zimmer.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
And it's funny just because, you know, based on a true story is such a common thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I feel like nowadays they are more...
Loose?
No, accurate. Oh. Because people will fucking get on their ass. Whereas before...
And Google it.
Means absolutely... Cool Runnings is not true.
Yeah.
Right.
The only true thing about Cool Runnings is there was a Jamaican bobsled team.
Right.
Everything else is made up.
John Candy didn't coach them. Is it fun? Is it a fun movie?
I liked Cool Runnings. Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's fun. You can't hate Cool Runnings,
then. Yeah. And then I went to...
Senka, you dead? Yeah, man.
All I remember is that like he's trying to get his helmet on, he can't get it on, and then someone
John Candy
hits him on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good coach.
Yeah.
Corporal punishment.
How about I kick your butt? How about I draw a line down in the middle of your bald head and make it look like a butt?
Dude, I gotta watch this movie. This sounds like a good time.
It's fire.
I saw a couple scenes in passing. It was,
Things is a great movie.
Well, I've seen it many times before. Oh, and I enjoyed the segments I got to rewatch.
I went to the theater and watched a movie called Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, I want to see that. Yeah, no, I don't.
You know.
Wait, it's not good?
It's fine. There's things about this movie that they
Have a cool ending?
That I think they do well.
Did the ending do well?
Best ending.
Okay. I don't.
Fine. Is it Paimon? Is it Beelzebub?
It's
Abraxas.
Lucifer. It's Abraxas.
I don't know what that means.
It's a demon.
Is Braxas?
Abraxas.
Man, I fucking hate these demon movies. Did you say what Hereditary?
Would you do if you met Jabu?
Yeah, here's the lore.
It's the fucking, yeah.
Which is sort of what this
demon
is.
Demon lore.
It's just demon lore. It's a demon lore movie. But what it does is it's like within the span of this one like late night talk show, whatever. And it's like when they cut to commercial, it's like, I don't know. There's things that are like, are we playing by these rules or not? As far as like, it starts, the intro of the movie is
That's what I heard about it. It's really well done in the way that it like holds your attention.
Yeah, I'll say that.
Yeah,
you know, but
how it, like,
and there are like funny moments here and there, you know, that I think do land. Some of the funny moments I don't think land all that well. There's something about what's his name, Damon Dalmatian or whatever the fuck
guy's name.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, he's in The Dark Knight.
Yeah, briefly. He's in Prisoners.
He always plays the crazy.
This is like his first leading role I've ever
seen. The first role where he's not crazy. He doesn't play schizophrenic.
Right.
Or does he?
I'll let you decide. But
crazy twist.
Yeah, no. But
he's actually not normal because he never is.
He never could be.
He's actually the same character he played in The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
That's the twist.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, something about this guy irks me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like, I think it's because I feel like I've seen interviews of him and being like, I'm very good friends with Denis Villeneuve, and like, and I'm just like, okay, like that might be true or whatever, but he just feels like a name droppy trying to work his way to the top kind of guy.
Okay.
Cares about the wrong shit. You know,
don't get to know your actors, dude, especially this early when he's not A-listed yet. Dude, don't get to know him. Let him.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is like, I just happened to catch a clip like that and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you just let him be a fucking plug and play guy that transform into the character he's supposed to play. Don't fucking mix in his outer real self.
Yeah, I don't know. It's already happened. It's too late. Late Night with the Devil. It's okay. It's all right.
Middle-ish.
It's middle-ish. I'd say it's middle-ish.
All right.
Definitely doesn't deserve 90-whatever% it has or whatever.
Doesn't deserve the amount of money it's made.
It's making way too much money. That's the problem. But anyways, that's all I got for you.
Cool. Do you got anything more, Gal?
No, I do not.
Oh. All right. Well, quit talking, put butter on that shit.
Bye.
Stay hydrated.